This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Of the mid-southwest, and it's not going to flinch to clean up the water there. Happy Monday. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Rich McFadden.
Howdy.
Jennifer Horn. It's not the same program without Jen Jen, that's for sure. She has so much life and fun in her spirit.
I miss her giggle.
Yep, the giggling, and she's not the blonde bimbo
nope.
that a lot of radio programs have. She has, she's blonde. She has a brain. She has her own identity, and we have fun. She's she is my family. Richie is my family.
She's not having fun right now, though. She's
no,
stuck on the couch.
Send her a good greeting. Go to her Facebook page. Just go on to Facebook and put in Jennifer Horn, not the one who is in politics in New Hampshire.
I was following her on Twitter yesterday, and a lot of people are wishing her well on Twitter, so you can hit her at Jennifer Horn on Twitter as well.
Charles sent me a note. Best wishes to Jennifer and Doug as we move closer to spring. Please say hello also to Megan and Brendan. They made a big impression on me years ago. This is a guy named Charles who worked in a law firm and also was a visitor to the program. I used to move around a lot. I used to get to a lot of stations. I want to go back to doing that because it's kind of fun. Met a lot of people. Here's Jay talking about what he did over the weekend. Going to get rain on my garden. Not all that bad. The situation weather-wise will improve today from what it was over the weekend in New Orleans. Here's an example of what happens when the weather gets wild. This lady, 28 years old, died, and two other people were injured. She was in a tent that was struck by lightning. This is during the Tibois Blues Festival there. Her name is Jackie Stavis. Two of her friends were in the tent. They were very seriously hurt. Both of these women were rushed to the hospital. They remain in intensive care. This lady's boyfriend made a heartwarming tribute to his deepest love. Jay Gold said his girlfriend had brightened the life of everybody she met. She is thought to be the first person in our country, anyway, to be killed by lightning this year. The weather has been wild in New Orleans, that area down there, Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi. Already a lot of tornadoes go through parts of Arkansas, even Texas, East Texas. So that this is the time of year. Again, now we're officially into springtime. Things change a lot. And for those of you who follow this sort of thing, you know that I will keep you up to date in a basic way with the effects of astrology on what's going on. If you're on the West Coast where I am, sky is clear here this morning in Los Angeles, and I was outside a little while ago looking at the full moon. So between the full moon and the equinox, getting into springtime as things change, and there are a lot of other things that are going on. For those of you who believe in later on, and this is Aries, which is where we are now, just to have gone into the 12 astrological months, if you will. And Aries is considered the first of the new year because astrology, Richie, was based on the seasons changing. And because springtime represents a new beginning, Aries is considered to be the first month of the calendar, the astrological calendar.
You mean the stars and the planets don't follow Julius Caesar like everybody else does?
Apparently not, other than here. One of those things. And his brother Augustus, too. They used to, what Richie's referring to, and this is something that came out of, it was hard for astrologers who were, and astrology goes back, heavens, tens of thousands of years, but when the Caesars were reigning in Rome, at that time there were only 10 months in the year. And this is another thing that sort of boggles my mind. Yesterday morning I was going through my email and I was looking at a picture that had come from one of, I don't know, the Hubble telescope or something in outer space, taking a picture of our planet. As it changes, as it goes, you know, one of those fast motion camera pictures of the Earth spinning around the sun and also spinning on its axis. And you see and you start thinking about, again, how small we are. And then I got into the nuance of thinking about how there has to be something supreme, an energy, an intelligence, something that would allow not only, I mean, it's so big, it's just hard to imagine. We get ourselves into thinking we're so important, and you know, many, we are all important in our own way, but put ourselves, stack us up against the 8 billion people that are on the planet, and stack yourself up against the size of this planet in the solar system, stack up this solar system in the galaxy, which is one of the smallest of all the galaxies known to mankind, and stack up all the galaxies that there are in the universe, and just it goes
makes
on.
Makes you feel really small, really fast, doesn't
and
it?
And also the fact that things function and work. I mean, imagine what it takes to have somehow or other orchestrated the way the Earth travels around the sun. The sun, the energy that comes from it, has made this planet habitable, and on the planet are the makings of water and air and the soil that can grow things.
Sometimes I feel like I'm God's ant farm. Like he just picks us up and shakes it every now and then, yeah, just to watch the ants run around. I mean, it's amazing. You're right that that this solar system functions without everything crashing into each other, much less all the rest of them out there in the universe.
Pretty amazing. Maya also writes, the day is dawning here on Hilo, which is in Hawaii. Birds are chirping. Life feels great. Good for you. James writes, going up to Cooperstown with my son for a sleepover at the Baseball Hall of Fame. That's a great place to go, by the way. Outside, I'll be up there later this week in the area, which is Albany. You go out on Route 88 to Cobleskill and Sharon Springs, and Cooperstown is up from there. It's really a neat place and a good place this time of year to go. That's a beautiful area. It's just one of the things Meredith and I were talking about yesterday was why it is that I come to life so much in the springtime. But I'm a creature of growing. That's my life, the farm side of things, the thing that motivates me to get out of, you know how I get, I'm getting better because I understand it. In the fall, you kind of get down a little bit. Now you see how things, the grass is turning green on the farm.
So what are you
going
to do now? I mean, you're going from the big, big farm to like, you know.
Well, I'm actually, the big, big farm I still own and will continue to own. The farm that I owned and lived on, there were two farms, and the smaller one I have sold, and I will be moving out of it this week, moving into another farm that's a residency that has less acreage. I don't need the acreage anymore in the home farm because all the activity is really at the other farm. Am I having what would I say was best going on in my mind? I'm having a change, whether it's attitude. I'm in a spacey place, and I have been for the past month since it really settled in that people were actually going to buy this place and move into it, and I was going to move out of it. And what there had been my life with Charlotte and my children.
But what's going to keep you busy this summer? That's really.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe I'll do exactly the same thing.
Yes, dumping all of your time and money.
No. Not so much. Fortunately, the money dumping stops. But I'll still be doing the same thing. I still make hay. We're going to grow corn. We have cows and calves that we're raising on the farm.
How many cows will you have now?
Probably a couple dozen.
Okay.
Which is different than a couple of hundred,
right,
which is what I had before. Yeah.
You've had as many as 400 to 500.
I have had at one time. Yep.
Right.
Over the years, I've had thousands of cows. Grew up, had cows in my life all my life since I was 4 years old. And they are.
Cows walking around there right now? Left? Or you have to buy all new cows?
No, Donald has about 14 or 15 on his farm. We'll bring him down to the other place, and I'll get another 14 or 15.
Okay.
Because people expect. But I want to give the farm a rest, actually. The big farm needs
a
rest.
It's become more of a hobby then now.
Well, yeah, much more so. Yeah. Thank you for asking. I know you want to protect me and make sure I'm okay, but I'm okay, Richie. Thank you.
No. You have to have some activity going on.
Oh, yeah. But one of the things that really is important is how this sort of thing blows your mind. Anybody who's had any change in life and have noticed there's a physical change that goes along with it, if you're not in touch with your mind and your body, you don't. The whole thing that's going on with my voice and has been for the past week or 10 days, last week at this time when you heard me, I could barely talk. This week, I think my voice is fairly normal. There's still a little tickle here and there, and it's because of the changes. Not only that, I mean, psychologically, I've been affected for sure, weakened my immune system a little. But, man, the dust that I had covered and moving stuff around out of my studio, out of my office.
I've been touched for 38 years. And
there are certain parts of it. In my studio, you can't get at some things until you pull everything apart.
Your daughter posted a picture of some of the jewels that she had found hidden in some of the closets that she hadn't seen for years.
Mm-hmm.
And she found these mixtapes of things that she had made when she was a teenager, and I was looking at the, you know, she had all the cassette labels all neatly labeled and written out. So I was looking at her taste in music, and she had some really cool stuff on there. From the
isn't it interesting what you can find out? I didn't post that on my Facebook. I probably should grab it and move it over.
And everybody remembers making mixtapes when you were, if you grew up in the late 70s, early 80s, into the early 90s.
Did she post? I haven't looked at her Facebook. There are pictures we took yesterday morning. We had breakfast with Brendan's new girlfriend, and I'm guessing that stuff will show up at some point in time. We, Megan and Brendan and his girlfriend Mary and Miles and Matthew had breakfast, as we usually do on Sunday morning. But I hadn't met her before. Lovely, very sweet thing. It's nice to see everybody kind of happy and worked into a place where we can have some fun, feel relaxed. Yeah, it's a neat thing. Whether it's posted or not, we'll see. If it is, we'll spread it around a little bit. 18 after the hour, this is Doug Steffen's Good Day program.
In the news, a sugar storm brews in California. This is Dr. Chambers on Cult, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. The majority of Californians, 55%, gasp, are either pre-diabetic or diabetic. And if you're not from California, know this. The diabetic rate in the nation has almost doubled since 1980. This, my friends, is a sugar storm that not only carries untold human misery, but also an unimaginable dollar tab. Here's the thing. The food we're eating, the food that's force-fed to us with billions of advertising dollars, is killing us. DCOC advice, the sugar storm can be beat. Avoid processed, as in factory-made food, like the plague it is. Remember, the more your food looks like the way it came out of the ground, the better it is for you. Your body deserves nothing else. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
I'm Dr. Travis Stork, and welcome to Congestion Questions from Simply Saline. Susan from Hayes, Kansas says her congestion gets worse at night, and she asked, can you help me? Susan, I like to use Arm & Hammer Simply Saline before I go to bed. It's a gentle, drug-free mist that quickly flushes away nasal congestion for a better night's sleep. Got a question? Ask it at congestionquestions.com and feel better simply. Simply Saline.
There may have never been a roaring 20s, not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
We'll be right back. know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I saw this picture first, and then we dug around to find a little bit more out about how Bruce Springsteen, when performing a concert last week here, as a matter of fact, Roberta Fasinelli was at this concert.
Yeah, she was probably right near where this happened.
Yeah. So the boy was absent from school, and his father asked Bruce Springsteen to sign a note for his teacher explaining why he was...
He took his son to the concert,
yeah,
and he was going to be late the next day, so they held up a sign and said, "Can you sign my party note?"
Right. And he did. Here's the story.
Bruce, I'll be late for school tomorrow. Will you sign my note?
It was this clever sign that got a 9-year-old and his dad backstage to meet their idol, Bruce Springsteen.
I've been pretty much listening to him ever since I was born, thanks to my dad.
They knew it was going to be a late school night when they went to the concert Tuesday and thought this banner would be a good way to get Springsteen's attention.
I thought the chances that we'd get an autograph from it, that he'd sign it, were probably 1 in 1,000. I didn't even imagine in my wildest dreams that we could actually meet him and go backstage. But at the same time, there's a karma related to Bruce.
Well, as karma would have it, the boss took notice. After the concert, he walked right up to them.
And then he just did this and then pointed to one of his bodyguards, and he brought us over and then brought us in front of Bruce's dressing room. And then Bruce invited us in. Well, I was just dumbfounded.
Once backstage, Bruce took photos with them and then said,
I heard he needed a note. I can help you with that.
Right before his eyes, he wrote out this note.
Shelby has been out late, rocking and rolling. Please excuse him if he is tardy.
signed Bruce Springsteen. The father and son superfans were blown away. The original now sits in a safe, and in case you're wondering what his teacher said when he handed her the tardy note.
Apparently she was also a big Bruce Springsteen fan, and the people in the office too, they said it was like the best tardy note of all time.
Cute. So there's a word from George Patton I remember seeing over the weekend. Success is how high you bounce when you hit bottom. This kid bounced it, and it worked well for him. So there's that story. There's a story floating around about Olivia Newton-John, actually more about her ex-husband. Was this guy, did she ever marry this guy, or was it just
Is this the guy that went missing off on the boat?
Vanished on California, the California fishing trip.
Like a
this
year, right?
This is 10 years ago. Apparently, there's a report floating around today that he's secretly been living in Mexico with a German lover. His name is Patrick McDermott, an on-and-off sort of boyfriend of Olivia Newton-John, presumed dead after vanishing while on an overnight fishing trip off the coast of San Pedro, which is here basically Long Beach, back in 2005. His wallet, his keys were left behind. There have been some independent investigations. Matter of fact, Olivia Newton-John hired private investigators to try to find out what happened to him. The suggestion was McDermott faked his death and relocated to Mexico. He owes a lot of money in unpaid child support to his ex-wife.
There it is.
Yeah. So after his investigators claim that this fellow has been found alive, he lives in rural Mexico with a new German girlfriend. And there's a story this week in Women's Day, Richie, claims this new evidence points to him settling down in this remote part of Mexico, and they do underscore the fact that there's a European girlfriend living with him.
What a dirtbag.
Sounds like a dirtbag to me. 28 after on Good Day.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our Better Business Bureau A-plus rated tax attorneys and enrolled agents will review your case for free and give you a low price guaranteed quote to get you protected today. Call U.S. Tax Shield now. 800-547-0193. 800-547-0193.
Geico applauds your inner road champion.
A solid bump from Geico's fist to yours goes out to the little rebel that lives within. The one who made you daydream as a kid about owning a chopper, chroming it out, and chewing on toothpicks. Just to look tough. For you, champ, Geico insures motorcycles with great rates. And to further fuel your engine, you can access your policy anytime, day or night, through the Geico mobile app. Because Geico knows that even make-believe renegades need help from time to time.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Small business comes in all shapes and sizes. Your financing options should, too. Benetrends Financial offers a full suite of small business and franchise funding options to help entrepreneurs like you get the best funding options possible, quickly, safely, and economically, so you can finally purchase the business of your dreams. Sign up for a free funding consultation today, and we'll design a customized funding plan for you. Visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com to find out more. Benetrends.
You, the guy using his pickup to pick up dry cleaning. You got a truck for a reason, remember? Reasons that were not dry or clean. So get some Firestone tires and go do truck stuff. Got it? Now repeat after me. I will be one with the mud. I will push these patented treads. I will get some durable, dependable Firestone tires and go do truck stuff. Find your truck tires at FirestoneTire.com. Whatever you...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
The 21st on Good Day. The successful equation that you put together is that you were on Friday happy about the weekend. You made it through the weekend, and now you have some new beginnings because today's the first full day of spring 2016. Enjoy it with us here on Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. The top 10 talk radio topics, something we focus on every weekend with our poll. We ask you the number one thing, according to the research that we do, and the people, the talkers, suggest the presidential race was the most important thing around the country. We ask you to tell us which one is the most important, so those who take the poll can see all 10 items listed there. And you agreed with our research that the presidential race was the number one, most important thing. Look at all the things this weekend with Trump and the protesters.
It just sucks the air out of the room with every
other topic. Yeah, it certainly does.
Especially with the craziness going on this weekend in Arizona with the Trump rallies.
Yeah. 17% said the Supreme Court nomination, or lack thereof. Let's see here. 16% said immigration policy. 14% said March Madness. Richie's got his bracket. You've changed yours, though. That's the thing. You've changed.
Well, no, I've updated them. You can't change them once you hand them in. So Thursday at...
What happens when the teams lose? They're on in your bracket.
Then you stop proceeding towards winning at that. So, for example, when Michigan got upset on Friday, that just chucked everybody's bracket, their lower right-hand corner of their bracket. Everybody's done because nobody saw Middle Tennessee beating Michigan. So now everybody's brackets are a little bit thinner. winner this morning as far as being able to proceed to the Final Four.
There you go. All right, so let's see here. What else was on the radar? Not much else. Everything else was kind of, you know, the Middle East. 8% said that was most important. Our poll today at DougStephan.com as we begin spring. What's your favorite thing about this time of year? A, it stays light later. The weather is getting warmer. That's B. C, flowers are blooming. Birds are singing. I heard a lot of crickets chirping even when I was home last weekend on the farm. So I'll come back to them today on the East Coast. Richie.
Me too. Here in D.C., we had some eaglets.
Did you? Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah, they had the webcam right up in the nest. And it's very cute. Very neat.
You had just a little touch of snow, but the cherry blossoms are out.
Cherry blossoms are budding. They're getting ready to do full bloom this week. Yeah. So it'll be craziness in Washington because we have spring break.
Yeah.
We have the Cherry Blossom Festival.
Yeah.
And we have this nuclear world summit going on with all of the nuclear world powers coming into D.C. and all of the protesters that come with it.
George Bush coming in nuclear?
Nuclear.
Nuclear.
Yeah, nuclear.
Meanwhile, President Obama is in Cuba. I went down yesterday, comes back home tonight, spends the whole day there wandering around the island, seeing what possibilities there are, brought a lot of business people down, congressmen, that sort of thing. So anyway, springtime, the poll, help us find your sweet spot as far as spring is concerned. Mine is just growing, watching things grow. Very cute. Excuse me. Trending at DougStephan.com today. Not only the president's trip to Cuba, the road to normalization, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The fact that Twitter is celebrating its 10th anniversary. How much do you use it? Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. You use it more, Twitter, than Facebook, Rich?
No, I use Facebook more. I use Twitter for different things than I use Facebook for. I don't know why. Mm. But I will never, ever forget when our friend Maria Bailey of Mom Talk Radio told me, you have to get on this thing, Twitter.
Yeah.
It's going to change the internet.
Yeah.
And she was right.
Now there are a whole bunch of other things that are changing the internet, and Twitter is kind of passe. Instagram, Pinterest, Tumblr.
I wouldn't call it passe, but Instagram is certainly the more popular social network with kids today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, here's the story of how a job interview in New Orleans got a guy a job without using the normal methodology, shall we say.
That's what he do.
All right. This job interview is going on Saturday. Thief comes into the restaurant and grabs the cash out of the cash register.
Uh-oh.
Manager conducting the interview blocked the door, and the applicant grabbed the thief, wrestled him to the ground, and tied him up.
How do you 18-year-old guy.
Yeah, he got him. Devin Washington got the robber and the job.
How do you not hire that guy?
At a Popeye's famous fried chicken restaurant in New Orleans.
Is it on Canal?
The manager, I don't know exactly, Richie. You didn't see the...
I frequent that Popeye's if it's on the one on Canal.
Yeah. Manager's name is Diana Metoya. Said the robber asked the cashier to change a dollar and then reached over the counter and stuck his hand in the till, grabbed all the money. Police said that the assistant manager, Dominique Griffin, grabbed the man's arm, but he broke away from her and headed for the door. But applicant Washington grabbed him and wrestled him to the ground. My upper body strength stronger than his. So there you go.
Let me tell you something. New Orleans is not the kind of place where you want to go in and rob a business, because those people don't put up with that stuff.
No,
you will get a fight back with it.
Yeah,
I was one year at Jazz Fest. We saw Brothers Fried Chicken get robbed, and the owner came out shooting at the guys. As
really?
Yeah, they don't take that stuff. you want to rob me? You better be able to run fast.
All right, some other food news today. Bumblebee. Say it again, Doug. Bumblebee brands.
Tuna fish.
Yep. Has recalled 32,000 cases of canned chunk-like tuna over the weekend. Possible listeria contamination.
Uh-oh.
Company voluntarily recalled the product due to process deviations at the packing plant. Nobody has become ill from the product itself. Which brings me around to trying to... last week, became, by the way, this recall is for Bumblebee Chunk light tuna in water.
I just bought some of this. I got to check.
Light tuna in oil and Bumblebee Chunk light tuna in water, the four-pack. Products produced in February of this year, distributed across the country, according to the statement. Recall affects products with a can code that starts with a T. All right, does that help you out a little, Richie?
I'll look it up when I get home, that's for sure.
All right, so let me tell you about a story that really became...
About a man named Jed?
Let me tell you about a story about a...
That's right, good.
Yeah, thank you for distracting me. You know how I am about raw milk and raw cheeses and the local boy movement, people that support raw anything, but because I'm a dairy farmer and I've been selling raw milk on my dairy farm for a number of years, went through the whole business about how raw milk was bad for you, went through all the testing, went through the analysis, went through the foolishness that becomes part of government. The state of West Virginia last week, through its legislative process, okayed the sale of raw milk.
Okay.
So there was a sort of, a party, a celebration last Monday, and the raw milk was served to all the legislators and people who were on hand. Well, on Tuesday, a lot of them came down sick.
Oh, no.
And then the news media got a hold of it and made... I mean, you had to have seen this in a headline someplace. Raw milk causes people to get sick right after... You know, of course, the suggestion is, here's payback because you dummies in West Virginia just approved, became the 27th state to allow the sale of raw milk. And when all the dust settled and all the news media accounts were proven wrong, what really happened was there was a food virus, a foodborne virus, had nothing to do with the raw milk, had to do with some tainted food that was also served during the course of this shall we call it a celebration, whatever you want to call it, a luncheon that took place. But it was foodborne. It wasn't the raw milk at all. Raw milk had nothing to do with it. And it's, you know, these guys, it always happens. When you're charged with something, the front page has the headlines. And the correction appears on page 24. So I just wanted to set it straight. Those of you who saw that headline, heard the bad news, and you say, look at that Stefan. He's always talking about raw milk. Look at what happened to those guys. Well, what happened to those guys had nothing to do with the raw milk. So there. Let's get to the Chipotle news.
We'll get this straightened out. They also passed some legislation. I'm sitting here reading in West Virginia about pit bulls.
Yeah, would they?
Apparently, every pit bull gets one free bite.
Huh?
Before they put the dog down.
But you see, that suggestion is that pit bulls on their own are bad. They aren't.
Don't you have a pit bull now?
I do. It's a pit bull blend. American Terrier, some kind or other, but it's a pit bull mix. Wonderful dog. Millie is her name, and she spends most of her time with Meredith, but she's a great, wonderful, warm, sweet dog who we saved from the Kill Center in Brooklyn last year. Almost a year. Chipotle handed out about 3.5 million free burritos last week. The story of the outbreaks of norovirus and salmonella, listeria, E. coli, at Chipotle locations all over the country. Sales tanked. The company closed some of their locations because of people just no business. And then they had an all-employee safety meeting last month. And the safety guidelines, accompanied by an ongoing massive marketing push by the company, free coupons, free burritos, free this, free that. So he announced at the Bank of America's conference when they're looking at their, you know, their stock has gone down. Probably a good buy, actually. The promotion went viral. 2.5 million people were supposed to redeem the coupons. In fact, in 5 hours, 5.5 million people requested coupons, and about 2/3 of them actually used them last week.
Yeah, let me tell you, Chipotle is a good restaurant. It's quality food and quality people. When you walk into a Chipotle, they have good people working there that actually kind of get it. Not like when you walk into a McDonald's or Burger King or something like that.
Speak English.
Right, well, just whatever it is. I mean, it's just...
You're not supposed to speak English in Chipotle. Excuse me. There's a Big Mac video that we highlighted, I think it was last Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah. You have to see this.
And the video shows the molten copper that was melted by this scientist, experimenter, whoever it was. Molten copper being poured over a McDonald's Big Mac. So I got a bunch of responses to that on Facebook and Twitter. Here's one. Good morning, Doug. While listening to your program, I took notice when you mentioned the viral YouTube video showing the copper being poured over the Big Mac. I do have a proper explanation as to why the copper was quickly repelled. The phenomenon is known as the Leidenfrost effect. That's good to know.
Okay.
The effect states that when a liquid is near or contacting a mass that's significantly hotter than the boiling point of the liquid, it produces an insulating vapor layer, keeping that liquid from boiling rapidly. In this case, the liquid is the hotter mass. As the copper came in contact with the moist Big Mac, a vapor film was created between the Big Mac and the copper. This film provides a significantly reduced amount of friction, which results in the copper sliding off of the Big Mac. It doesn't go to say that consuming Big Macs regularly isn't bad for you. However, there aren't any special properties in the Big Mac that cause this reaction to happen aside from the aforementioned Leidenfrost effect. You know, this is why love doing this program. People are so smart, and they'll always give me something to think about, all of us something to think about. P.S. I love your program. Listen to it on my daily commute. Keep up the great work. Say hi to Richie and Jennifer. That's the kind of stuff. Thank you.
You know what
that
it is?
Doing this sort of thing very well.
It's the same as when you, let's say you put a frying pan or a skillet on the oven.
Yeah.
And you take a couple of drops of water to put it on
yep.
to see
that's,
how
that's
hot
an
it
interesting
is.
Analogy.
That's it.
Same thing, huh?
Yeah.
Right.
I looked it up on Wiki. Very
good
cool.
Good for you, Richie. 46 after the hour. A couple of television tidbits coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
In a recent national survey, a majority of Americans said they felt less free than they were 5 years ago. Only 13% said they felt freer than before. It is so troubling that so many Americans fear the growing power of government over every aspect of their lives. But it is even more troubling that so many people think they can't do anything about it. Defending our freedom and passing it along to the next generation undiminished is the first responsibility of citizenship. We, the people, are the keepers of our own rights, not the government. We must look through the lens of liberty at every act of government, and when our freedom is threatened, we must act and tell the government no, not on our watch. Then we can leave the next generation more free, not less.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
It's hard to believe, but spring is here, and that means time for a little spring cleaning and spring savings. I'm Jenny Sue Birnbaum. It's a great time to reorganize your home or office by tossing out or donating what you don't need. And as for savings, have no worries. You could save 40% or more by switching from your current plan to Net10, the No Worries Network. That means you pay just $50 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data with the first 5 gigabytes at 4G LTE speed. Net10 has no contracts or hidden fees and provides wireless coverage on the nation's largest and most dependable networks. Plus, Net10's Bring Your Own Phone BYOP program lets you keep your phone and number or get a new one. You call the shots. Net10 is available at over 100,000 retail stores, including Walmart, Best Buy, and Kmart. For more ways to save, visit net10wireless.com. I'm Jenny Sue Birnbaum.
Dear Daddy, dear Mom,
I love you.
I miss you.
I'm proud to call you my father.
Every year, Snowball Express honors the children of fallen soldiers, heroes who made the ultimate sacrifice for our nation.
Snowball Express, in partnership with the American Veterans Center, is proud to introduce an American legend, Tony Orlando.
We can never repay the sacrifice our soldiers have made, but we can honor them by giving back to their children. Donate now at snowballexpress.org.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insured together. Saving money feels stress-free, mess-free, light as a feather. However, which should I drive? Depends on the weather. If it rains, take the car, because these pants are leather. Possibly pleather.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Right now, get two croissant witch sandwiches at Burger King for $4. Restrictions apply. Jerry Seinfeld's collectible cars went on auction last week, Richie.
Ooh.
Sold 17 of them for $22 million.
Wow.
15 Porsches, 1955 550 Spider sold for $5 million.
Man, he buys all those European cars. He didn't buy any American muscle. Jerry, drive a Chevelle, why don't you?
What is he driving? That thing that he drives around in for the comedic stuff.
Porsches and BMWs and stuff. Oh, man.
Anyway, there's that story. 51 after the hour here on Good Day.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
The hour now. It's Tech Talk time on the Good Day program. Happy to present to you Greg Stebbin, who's the, the entertainment editor. I suppose there's a certain amount of entertainment in Twitter. As a matter of fact, well, there's lots of it, depending on how you look at it. That's how Hulk Hogan got his $115 million, because a gawker, which is basically a product of the Internet, right, Greg?
I don't know about the Hulk Hogan part.
But gawker is what?
Well, that was not a gawker.
Well, the Hulk Hogan part is definitely a product of the Internet. Where would they have posted it without the Internet?
I meant the money part. I can't attest to that. But he would not be the only one that has used the Internet to make a ton of money or gain a lot of power. In fact, I can think of one presidential candidate in particular who probably would not be where he is today without some brilliant use of Twitter.
There you go.
Yeah.
Leave that to your imagination as to who you think Greg's referring to, folks. Here's a quote from Instagram. I'm beginning a new journey. It's the Pope introducing his new account on Instagram, announcing he did not give up social media for Lent. It's hashtag blessed.
There you go.
Figure that one out. That's really
so. Was he blessing Instagram? Was that the point, or
maybe just a blessing the beast and children using Instagram?
Yes, yes. It is amazing how powerful social media and Twitter, frankly, in particular, have become. Which is ironic because Twitter is not a particularly successful company from a profit point of view.
Yet there are a lot of people celebrating Twitter turning 10 today.
Yes.
On the Today Show, Matt Lauer talked to the CEO, Jack Dorsey, about the biggest change for Twitter in the past 10 years.
And he said...
Well, we're working on that, it seems.
Which one is that?
That would be 322, Ridgie.
Gotcha.
Well, it's probably on Twitter.
March 2006, you sent the first tweet ever. Now there's some like 320 million active users on Twitter. I think you have 3.4 million followers personally. Other than sheer numbers, what's the biggest change from then to now on Twitter?
I think just how people use the service. It is the easiest way to see what's happening in the world right now, live. And it breaks news for so many people. A lot of people just use it to see what's breaking and what's new in the world.
It's grown up. Has it grown up to be a great kid, or at times can it be a bratty kid?
It's grown up to be a great kid, but it really reflects what's happening right now and what people want to talk about with it.
That's cool. Speaking of Twitter, this story went viral at the end of the weekend. Terry Martin from the New York Daily News reported on the story of a sad grandfather who invited his 6 grandchildren over for burgers and only one showed up.
Grandpa was supposed to have dinner with his grandchildren until all but one stood him up. That grandchild, Kelsey Harmon, a college student from Oklahoma, tweeted a photo of her grandfather looking disappointed, and it went viral. Twitter users responded, saying it made them miss their own grandparents. The tweet got more than 82,000 retweets and 137,000 likes since it was published Wednesday evening. After the tweet went viral, some people harassed the other 5 grandkids who didn't show up. One of the grandkids was Brock Harmon, who eventually showed up to dinner and tweeted his own photo of Papa at the dinner table. Harmon wrote, "Papa said he forgives me." However, the death threats did not stop. Kelsey eventually had to tweet that everything was okay and told people to stop sending her cousin's messages.
Can you imagine death threats from people? I look at this. Listen to some of the stuff that was sent to me. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter, Good Day. Andrew writes, "Papa deserves better grandchildren." Nelson says, "Having a living Papa is a blessing, so you make the most of how much time is left." Tyler writes, "Papa, invite me anytime. I'll bring pie." Ray writes, "I'll give anything to have a burger with one of my grandpas. They've been gone a long time." Doreen, "I bet you $20 Papa is going to end up on the Ellen Show." Ben says, "Papa belongs to the internet now, basically. He's my Papa, your Papa, everybody's Papa." Kelsey writes, "Papa's okay, guys. I promise he loves all the grandchildren equally. Please stop sending my cousin death threats." That's the one she was talking about. All right, so what do you make of this?
Well, I mean, this is the power of social media. A small and probably pretty frequent family event with many families ends up becoming an event that the whole world talks about. It actually has the potential, for good or bad, of turning any of us into an instant celebrity, and that's been great for some people, but it's also it's ruined some people's lives. They've posted a picture that was misinterpreted, or they've said something that they really shouldn't, and it's destroyed them. It's a very, very powerful thing.
Yeah. Keep your clothes on, folks. That's the best thing. And keep your thoughts to yourself, and then no one's going to chase you around. Greg Stebbin from Men's Health Magazine here.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.